Hey, want to learn more about the last great fishing frontier? Then look no further than fishingcanada.com.
Oh, buddy, that's a tank.
The biggest and most comprehensive website dedicated exclusively to, you guessed it, fishing in Canada. Videos, blogs, how-tos, and GPS waypoints to some of Canada's best fishing hotspots and much, much more. We'll even show you how to prepare a world-famous Canadian shore lunch. If you love fishing, then you'll love FishingCanada.com. Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. I'm Angelo Biola. He is Stephen Labadie. Last program for Stephen Labadie today. Wow. Yeah. How do you feel about that, buddy?
I don't know. Still not sinking in yet.
It'll set in. Derek Rodeo on the board, keeping us honest today, as per usual, headquartered at The Fan. Back in March, which seems about a million years ago right now, to be very honest with you, but it wasn't that long ago, the Ontario government made a decision to shut down Ontario parks to protect visitors and park staff during the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, as of May 11th, provincial parks and conservation reserves in Ontario reopened to the public for limited recreational use, and the remaining provincial parks opened yesterday. Yesterday. Yay! A little applause there. Give it that a boy. The Minister of Environment and Conservation and Parks, the Honorable John, Jeff John. What is the matter with me this morning? Help me. Maybe I should be on
John,
my last.
Jeff.
Maybe I should be on my last show today.
Buck, bark.
I know. Oh, boy. You know what it is? I'm thinking about that wonderful breakfast that I missed that Mr. Kelly said he was going to prepare for.
Yeah.
For your final show.
I'm eating a Nutri-Grain bar right now.
I know. You're having a ball back there. I don't get it.
Well, I'm trying to fill up because I was looking forward to this breakfast.
All right. The Honorable Jeff Urich joins us now to discuss the reopening of Ontario parks. Good morning. How are you, sir?
Great. How are you doing?
Good, Jeff. A little trouble speaking this morning, but other than that, I'll be fine. I'll be all right. Don't worry about me.
You could have called me Joe. My mom used to call me Joe by accident all the time. So
did she?
It's all good.
Well, I don't mind. I don't feel quite as bad then. Jeff, the last time you were on the program, you were actually a Minister of Natural Resources and Forestry back in June of 2018. So I haven't talked to you since you moved into this new portfolio, but holy mackerel, all of a sudden a new portfolio and we're in the middle of a pandemic. That's a little tough one to deal with, I'm sure.
Well, I think it's been tough for everyone to deal with. Oh. It's just a different way of doing things. And, you know, it's been a frustrating experience.
Yeah, no kidding. So let's talk about this opening that happened, the official opening yesterday of the remaining, I'm assuming the remaining parks that had not already started opening. And now, are we safe to assume that all provincial parks are wide open?
Yes, all parks are open right now. And they're open for walking and hiking, taking your bike out. There's no real facilities up and running yet. There might be some who have their washrooms up and running, but right now they're shut down as they do all the water testing. The beaches are closed in the parks, but right now you can go out and enjoy the parks, and there's no charge.
Oh, nice. Are there staff there or staff working?
Yeah, staff will be on hand just to make sure people are social distancing. That's what we ask people. You know, keep your 6 feet away from people. Take your hand sanitizer. Take a bottle of water, because I said there's probably not going to be water flowing there, and any other stuff you might need in case of an emergency, and enjoy your day. And I also ask people to stay local. Don't travel around the province to your favorite park. Go to a local one just so we don't do unnecessary travels yet.
Are you is camping open?
No, we've kept camping closed for now. That'll be in the next phase as we get forward. The Chief Medical Officer of Health didn't feel it was the right time yet with our numbers for camping, but our team is working on a plan to ensure that when we get them up and running, we're ready to roll, and it shouldn't be much longer. We're in the initial phases of putting a plan together to get things up and running soon.
So basically, it's a good opportunity to get out and stretch your legs and do it in a non-urban environment by going out to your local park and just getting some fresh air. Let us out of the cave, basically.
Well, I want to thank everyone that's listening to this radio show and everyone out there. Is the fact that they listened and to the government asking them to stay home to beat this pandemic, make sure our healthcare system could deal with the virus, and they've done it. So get outside, get to your park, enjoy it, stretch your legs. And today it was announced that we're opening up the boat launches in the park. So you can take your boat to the park and get out and go fishing too while you're at it. So you know, enjoy the weekend, get out to your parks.
So now with that, I'm pretty sure now all boat launches are now open, both private, public, boat launches. So that in itself, you know, it's funny how it works. And you know yourself, Jeff, if something is put off limits, all of a sudden you want to do it. And certainly for the last month, maybe 6 weeks, we've been really hearing the boaters saying, why can't I put my boat in the water? You know, and that's only because they have no access, because in previous years, they probably wouldn't have put it in anyways. But the minute you shut it down, all of a sudden, I want it, you know?
Jeff, what about
golfers?
Golfers, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Jeff, what about trailer parks? Like, I know you said the campgrounds are closed, but what if I have a trailer up north that we park and we leave it there throughout the winter and summer. What about those? I know we can go up there and open up, but we can't stay overnight. Do you know when that's going to
you allowed to? Actually, you can stay overnight if you have a seasonal trailer park that has a seasonal contract. If you have one parked there, you can. Once you open up, you can stay the night.
That was a little
lack of clarity on that, but you can stay over as long as it's a seasonal contract where you're putting your trailer. If you're a transient trailer moving around, that's not open yet. But the seasonals, you can stay overnight.
Awesome, good to know.
So, there you go. Now you got something to do this week.
Going up now, then. See you later.
That's great news. Great news. So, what's the next phase? What will be the next phase, and when can we expect that, Jeff? If you're at liberty to discuss.
Well, sure. The premier announced that this Tuesday, phase one starts for all the businesses and such. So, for the parks aspect, we'll probably be at least another 2 weeks before we go forward with opening up the next tranche of camping and such. The chief medical officer of health is going to be watching the numbers, and because we're opening up a bunch of the economy and putting people's lives kind of back on a normal pace. If the numbers really spike up, you'll want us to hold off before we go forward, just so we get a handle of this disease.
And just so we get it straight, because we get a lot of emails and messages saying, okay, I don't get it. Why can't I go out in the middle of nowhere by myself and you know, go backpacking into the middle of Algonquin Park? I'm not hurting anybody. You know, that's kind of the notion, right? But yeah. We fail to understand that in order for me, for example, for me to go to Algonquin Park and do that, which seems very benign. I mean, they're right. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, what am I going to have an encounter with a moose and spread virus to a moose? But the problem is I have to get there. And once I get there, as I'm getting there, there is the possibility that I'm going to make contact with something, someone, that we could, you know, perpetuate the spread of this scourge that we're under now. And all it takes is one encounter. And you're done. And never mind the emergency part of it, meaning that if I do that, something could happen to me. Somebody is going to have to come and save my sorry butt. And that somebody, a frontline worker, is going to have to risk his life for me. And those are the things that we don't think about. So it's a lot more than just going out in the wilderness by yourself, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's the non-essential travel and how contagious this virus is. And you see the most of the virus are in large urban settings. And these are the folks that come up into our parks a lot. And they're going into areas that have very few cases of the COVID-19. So their healthcare systems can handle it. If one was brought up just by accident, as you mentioned, that you're having to get there. And if you're carrying the disease, you're non-asymptomatic, you know, you could infect a whole area, and that could put their healthcare system in trouble. So we're doing the right thing at staying at home, doing what we did, and just ask parks, stay local. Don't go too far yet.
No. It's
coming.
But at least it's nice that we can get out and get some fresh air, and that's the main thing. Jeff, I want to thank you for joining us this morning and shedding some light on this and sharing the good news. And we look forward to when we get the rest of this thing back on the rails to getting you back and telling us about that as well.
Well, great. No, I appreciate that. Thanks for having me. Wish everyone a great fishing season and enjoy the summer.
The Honorable Jeff Urich, Minister of the Environment, Conservation and Parks. He is also the MPP for Elgin. Wow. Wow. Give me something for this mouth. You know, I'm still mentally, I see myself chewing on all those wonderful culinary delights we are having right now with this wonderful surprise breakfast, this going away breakfast that Mr. Kelly prepared for you. It is absolutely delicious.
Very good.
Yeah, let me finish this line and then we'll get right down. Elgin, Middlesex, London. That's where Minister Urich is MPP for.
Perfect.
Good. See, I got that done.